The department says the National Guard's draft statement doesn't include enough plans for testing for chemical contamination in groundwater and soil at Truax Field before starting construction to prepare for the jets. A 2018 military study found land at Truax was likely contaminated with PFAS, chemicals that have been linked to cancer and other health problems, including infertility. Darcy Foss is the director of the Environmental Management Division at the DNR.
We're just trying to remind them that, you know, if they're going to pick up soil in areas where we know there's contamination, they have to manage it properly.
The military still hasn't decided whether it will bring the F-35 jets to Madison. It's expected to make a decision early next year. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.